The focus of this segment is on providing you with tips on how to use the principles of process mapping and redesign to inform HIT design. At the end of this segment, you'll be able to appraise ways of incorporating decision-making requirements into HIT design. The Agency of Healthcare Research and Quality has provided a toolkit for healthcare process redesign. This toolkit identifies information to be collected during the observation of current processes. This information includes the name of the process, who owns the process, the output of the process, who is involved in delivering the process, and who cares about the process, the extent of the process that will be mapped, activities that define the process, and a start and end point. The AHRQ also advises that staff identify events that can be changed to improve the process, such as waste, for example, travel or waiting time, searching and gathering time, as well as bottlenecks, redundancies, points of staff and patient dissatisfaction, and inefficient use of workforce skills. Business processes, ancillary service processes, and clinical processes need to all be examined. Examples include admission, discharge and transfer processes, prescribing practices, triage, phlebotomy, and population-specific inpatient stays. A prominent academic medical center in New York City was concerned about an increase in emergency department visits with a concomitant decrease in hospital bed capacity. ED crowding had reached crisis proportions. Using process redesign, a multidisciplinary team was able to streamline patient throughput before implementation of a fully integrated emergency department information system with patient tracking, computerized charting and order entry, and direct access to patient historical data from the hospital data repository. Researchers at two Northeastern academic medical centers used a computerized medication reconciliation tool and process redesign to study the effects of both of these on unintentional medication discrepancies. The IT application was designed to facilitate medication reconciliation and was integrated into the internally developed computerized provider order entry systems at both of the two hospitals. Process redesign involving physicians, nurses, and pharmacists accompanied this change. The web-based application was designed based on the results of this interdisciplinary workflow process analysis to support a redesigned workflow. In particular, it was designed to promote the creation of a pre-admission medication list from several electronic sources, including two ambulatory EHR systems used at Partners Healthcare and discharge orders from the two study hospitals. Document a planned action on admission for each medication. For example, continue or discontinue the medication on admission. Facilitate review of a completed medication list and admission medications by a second clinician, and facilitate reconciliation of the list with current inpatient medications when discharge orders are written. This interdisciplinary medication reconciliation intervention, comprising novel IT and process redesign, was associated with a significant reduction in unintentional medication discrepancies with potential for harm. Let's return to the chronic care example from Unit 7.2. In this example, workflow analysis revealed that provider and staff used HIT applications in the clinics for information access input, and communication. Information access involved using the EHR to review existing data, such as new or previous lab results, diagnostic images, previous notes, notes from other providers, medication list. Information input involved use of the EHR to enter new data or edit existing data, such as vital signs, disease-specific variables, to update problem and medication list, download glucose meter data, write notes, or write electronic prescriptions. Communication involved using functions of the EHR to communicate with other people or entities, such as pharmacies, other clinicians and staff, patient letters, and other patient communications. Different types of users employed subsets of these three main EHR functions. For example, providers use six types of information to different degrees depending on their location. These are laboratory results, radiology images, other test results, external medical records, internal medical records, and patient-reported status information. They also identified eight different sources of information: the EHR, paper records, faxes, mail, email, documents brought in by the patient, the patient's verbal reports, and device-generated data. Workflow and information flow were interconnected and were even more significant in integrated practice environments such as the cystic fibrosis and diabetes clinics, where patients interacted with multiple providers during a single visit. Using the information gained from their workflow analysis, these researchers developed guidelines for HIT design for chronic disease care. These guidelines include designing the application to support shared needs and behaviors in chronic disease care, to allow for customization for disease-specific needs, allow customization to support the needs of different types of users, explore new approaches for information input into the EHR, support efficient transfer of data from medical devices into the EHR, to allow scanning of information into the system such that it is searchable, quickly viewable, and accessible, to allow users to search through the EHR quickly and easily to filter out important information, to support alternate methods of displaying longitudinal data for individual patients, to promote to new tools and processes that are as efficient as existing approaches or that yield significant benefits to the users, and to promote adoption. Focusing on small ambulatory practices, Lorenzi and her colleagues have provided a field guide for such practices to facilitate successful EHR implementation. She emphasizes the importance of understanding and documenting the multiple workflows within the current office practice. For example, how appointments are scheduled, what occurs during actual patient visit, what are the workflows after the patient's visit, how does the office practice handle unscheduled patient visits, how do they handle questions. Assessing workflows is required to determine the potential impact of the EHR on office practices and for the important process of workflow redesign that's needed prior to EHR implementation. Another important workflow consideration is how the office or clinic will continue business operations in the event of an unanticipated system downtime. If the only form of patient records is fully electronic charting and the system is down, will clinicians be able to revert to paper systems? Are there adequate backups and redundant servers locally so that the office can continue to operate based on local resources. Failure to adequately plan for downtime can be catastrophic. When redesigning workflow, Lorenzi cautions that a well-run physician practice office is a complex operation with well-defined workflows. Principles that influence workflow redesign include simplicity, accessibility for patients, safety, comprehensiveness of documentation, and delegation. It should be assumed that the providers who are the most highly skilled in the practice should only do what no one other than that provider could do. It will be important for the group practice to consider redesigning every office system in order to ensure that the appropriate level of personnel performs the appropriate tasks. In addition, practice members should review and adjust their workflows during the EHR implementation as they gain experience with redesigned workflows and the impact of the EHR on their practice. Poor user interface and system design hinders clinical workflow and can result in wasted time, poor data collection, misleading data analysis, and potentially negative clinical outcomes. Accurate models of clinical processes are essential to proper HIT implementation. If HIT is to help, it must improve the natural clinical workflow. In summary, healthcare process redesign requires an understanding of current workflow processes. Such an understanding requires a well-structured process. Information gleaned during workflow process analysis helps to inform process redesign efforts necessary to ensure HIT adoption. You, as a future HIT professional, can play a large role in analyzing the impact of HIT on clinical workflow.